Well, I want to say I'm so thankful that God has given this wonderful opportunity, even enjoying the worship service. Whether you go any part of this world, as blood-bought children of God gathered together, we can sing and praises, magnify our Lord because we are in His family. I'm so thankful that God saved me and He's been using for His greater glory. I appreciate your thoughtful and continual prayer for our ministry back in home, and pray for Sarah. Thank you for your faithfulness, praying and supporting this ministry practically. I often tell mission work is a joint venture of God's people working together. Some are called, and some are there to pray, practically help, and some hold the basket and hold the rope. Some sit on the basket and some goes. And thank God, some come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. So every one of us have a part in playing to bring someone to the Lord Jesus Christ. Years back, and a pastor came to India. And he came to our college and preached for me. Then I took him to the airport. On the way, I asked him, "Pastor, how do you come to know Christ?" Then he said, and he began to tell his testimony. Then in return, he asked me that, "How do you come to know Christ?" I said, "By your name, you were not a Christian before." I said, "Yes, I was in the army and a Hindu, but God blessed me with TB. And I went to a medical mission hospital. This medical doctor was a means to lead me to Lord Jesus Christ." Then he asked that if I may, that what is his name? So I said, "Dr. Quinton Kenoyer." He said, "What?" I said, "Dr. Quinton Kenoyer." Almost I can see tears flowing. "Did I say anything wrong?" He said, no, "You blessed my soul. When years back, this same medical missionary came to our church. And our church started helping him in a smaller way. Last 50 years, we helped him. We never knew how much the Lord accomplished through his ministry. Now look at that. You came to know Christ. And how many people come to know the Lord, how much the work is going on. It's wonderful sometimes you pray and give. We are all working together to bring someone to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even beyond our generation, even that work can go to bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I do appreciate your thoughtful prayers for continuation of our ministry back in home. I've been able to show some of the pictures and bring it up to date. And to pray for our second college, that's one of our great need. And we have to pay off some more money. Then we have to build building for the men's dormitory. We just could not take some men last year because no place for them. We turned them away, around 80 male students. So we'd like to have at least that 100 male students this coming year. So that's our goal, to just build this building. And appreciate your thoughtful and continual prayers, and pray for Sarah as we are making some changes, entrusting God's faithful people to hand over the ministry, and that the ministry can go continually as He comes. So I just need your thoughtful prayers. The Lord may give us wisdom and leadership and guidance so that His name may be glorified, His ministry may go, so that everything may go well for the greater glory of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I spoke this all the introduction because you may acquaint it with my accent. Sometimes people say, "I got an accent." I said, "No, you got an accent." So you have to listen carefully so that you'll be able to understand. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'd like to read from verse 17 to 21. Verse 17 to 21. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. May the Lord add more blessings as we meditate from the scripture portion. I'd like to just speak today, every one of us got a ministry. Every one of us. Sometimes we think only the pastor and missionaries and some individual, but Bible teaches every one of us has got a ministry. As Paul was writing this letter, he come across 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He think about the eternal building in heaven. And he knew that, and he mentioning the scripture that the great hope of a Christian, absent from body, is present with Christ. What a great hope that. I was in the valleys of Himalayas years back, and talking to a man with asceticism and all kind of meditations and all, nearly 45 to 46 years, I asked him that, do you know, sure, suppose this is the last day of your life, you go away from this world, do you have sure that you'll be with God? He said, no, I'm still trying, I do not know. And that was a kind of sad answer, trying from last 45 years. And many times people are that way, but as you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as Paul himself is telling, you know that the day come we have a home in heaven, absent from body is present with Christ. What a tremendous blessings and hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Paul also continually mentioning that not only we have a home in heaven, and he also speaking that we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, talking about the believers coming before God. Then you also know that there's a judgment for the unbelieving group of people, which is called white throne judgment. So just knowing that, verse 11 he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Because a judgment is going to come. So knowing that therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We are persuading men to come to know him, that they may escape from the wrath of God and have an eternal of salvation and have a home in heaven. So why? Because verse 14 he says, because when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit shed abroad in our heart even the very love of God in our hearts. So he says, verse 14, the love of God, Christ constraineth us. The love of Christ is constraining our hearts to reach others, reach other people for the Lord Jesus Christ, because they must need to go heaven. So how then God is preparing these people to just to take this great message to other people. So verse 17, first of all, he just make a sinner to be a new creature. Sinner to a new creature. By the word of God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, any woman be in Christ, is a new creature. That's what happened when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. God changed our life. No matter from which background you are coming. Maybe you are so religious, like Nicodemus. Always brought up in church and going to church, doing everything. But when you come to know Jesus Christ, there will be a change. An inside out change. Nicodemus came one day to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord was communicating, conveying the truth to him. And he said, you must be born again. No, you can be a religious leader, having understand the scripture. But as you come to know Christ, there will be a change happened. Maybe you may be a person like a Cornelius, that being a righteous person, honorable man, giving alms and praying always. But yet he need to call Peter to bring the message of the hope. If the message has to be preached there, then he just gets saved. You may be a person like Zacchaeus. You were doing something wrong, but you are repented, but that's not enough. You need to know him. Jesus said, salvation came to his home today. Change happened. That's what happened in Christianity. Anyone trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, God brings in a change in your hearts. A change inside out. That is makes a difference between other religion and Christianity. Other religion is trying to work externally, working externally to internal. But it cannot happen because sin infected in our life. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are born in sin, we are raised in sin, and we are living in sin. And our mind and the heart and everything is so corrupted. But thank God, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ not only saves us, he just makes a change inside out. That's the reason the Bible says, if any man or woman be in Christ, he's a new creature. I remember I was a Hindu just going to temple, working all the ritualism and all other kind of activities. But the same way, when every evening I reach, I'm the same way. Doing every day and every week and every month and every year, it never brings a change. Every religion under heaven, they try to make some kind of efforts to reach to heaven by trying to build up steps, step by step, but they cannot make enough steps to heaven because we are so separated because of sin. Sin infected in our life, in our thoughts, in our deed, in our desires. But thank God, as you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, God changed inside out. That can happen only in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason we reach and we preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only hope for the sinners. No matter how much sin infected in your life, how deep it might have gone to your life, maybe how much you mean, just so much sold out to a slave market of sin, but thank God you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Jesus can bring a change to your life and my life. There is hope in Christianity. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Sometimes people say, it's my background, it's my other thing, it's my upbringing. But let me tell you, there is hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus can change life. The world may not, but thank God the Lord can change. That's what Jesus, through Paul, is telling. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, listen to that phrase, in Christ, that means you need to ask him to come to your heart. The day I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord, I knew something happened in my life. The Lord who just started a good work in me and he began to just work continually through the scripture and through the Holy Spirit, he began to conform me and you to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what God does with the people. Jesus bring a change so that we have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says over here, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's not an overnight change. You become a new creation. The God, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. God, the Father comes and lives in you. Even Jesus himself lives in you and through the word. And God began to work in such a manner, began to just make it a new creation. And thank God the good work which he started in your life. And continually he works. And you became, you changed the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. No other religion under heaven give that promise. Only in the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes Christianity is different than other religions. It's a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Start with the Lord Jesus Christ and start working. That's the reason he gives a new heart, new mind, a new desire. And we've been just transplanted from the family of devil into God's family. We can call him Abba Father, and he started a new desire. We have a new master to live in this world. Praise God that there is hope for the lost world in Jesus Christ. Then the word here says continually, so that brings a new creation in your life. Then verse 19, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. That brings a new relationship with God. It's very interesting. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us believers to himself by Jesus Christ. Salvation not only brings forgiveness of our sin, not only just to bring a hope for future, but it also brings a new relationship with God. New relationship with God. You know, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We lost the glory of God. Not only that, sin separated us from God. Sin brought a great separation between God and lost men. The book of Romans says, chapter 5, ye are enemies of God before we got saved. Could you imagine? We were enemies of God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, chapter 2 verse 1 says, you were dead in trespasses and sins. Sin brought death to your life and my life. A separation, an enemy of God. Chapter 2, as you read in Ephesians chapter 2, that you were strangers and you were without the promises of God. You did not have any relationship with God's people and God's promises. And further, the word of God, the Colossians said, you've been alienated from God. There's a wall in between God and lost men. But thank God, God not only forgive our sin through Jesus Christ, he brought reconciliation back to him so that we can call him Abba Father. That phrase is very important. And all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Those who are in Jesus Christ became a new creation. By Jesus Christ, God brings the reconciliation back to himself. That's so amazing. You have to think about, no religion ever promised their followers that they can be reconciled back to the living God by the activities and rituals of what they do in this world. Only Christianity promised, only Jesus Christ, because he's the only person ever qualified to bring a lost soul back to the living God who can reconcile back to God. No other religion ever promised to their followers a lost man can be reconciled by through their efforts and religion and ritualism through back to God, because they cannot do it. Jesus Christ, the only qualified reconciler which God sent to this world. All the religion, they often tell us, they just build steps from bottom by their good works and ritualism somehow to reach to heaven. But unfortunately, they cannot make enough steps towards heaven, because everyone, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They've been separated from God. As God looked down, he looked to heaven to earth. He looked down, he found no righteous person. There is no righteous, no, not one. No one can bring anybody back to himself, because they are sinned against God. They are separated from God. They've been alienated from God. They're enemies of God. They're far away from God. There is a wall in between God and the lost man. Cannot come back to him. As God looked down, he found no person. Thank God he sent his son called Jesus Christ. He came to this world. His birth was so unique. His life was so unique. His ministry was so unique. His death was so unique. Thank God his resurrection was so unique. And his ever living, the Bible declared, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he brings back all the lost men who trusted him back to God. They be reconciled back to God. Reconciled back. He's the only person who can bring the lost men and women back to God by reconciled to him by him, Jesus Christ. Why? He's the only qualified person. Even I myself shed my blood and die for my sin is not going to help me, because I'm a lost sinner. Or my loved ones just do anything, or even they die for my sin, it's not going to help me, because they're also equally lost in sin. But by Jesus, his birth was so unique, because he was born without sin. In him was no sin. He did not sin. The word of God says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus, in the thought there is no sin. In him was no sin. He knew not sin. He was the only qualified reconciler who can become a sacrifice on that cruel cross for your sin and my sin. He's the only reconciler. That's the reason we preach Jesus Christ. He is the only hope for the lost world. Very interesting. The word of God says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Not by means of prayer, not by means of church, not by means of ritualism, not by means of any religious efforts. It's only through Jesus Christ. That's the reason Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Because he is the beloved Son. It's amazing. The word of God says, verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world. God was in Christ. I cannot understand the fathom of God's greatness and love. The God who hates sin, in him is no sin. According to John chapter 1 verse 14, the word of God said the word took the form of flesh. He became flesh. God took the form of flesh. We call him Jesus Christ. The God who hates sin. The God in God who there is no sin. He took the form of flesh and we call him Jesus. Without sin, no sin in him. But amazing love is that he became my sin. Could you imagine how deeply he loved you, you and me? He was willing to take your place, your sin upon him. You remember that he cried that before he went to the cross of Calvary and the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if possible, let this cup pass away from me. Jesus Christ is not afraid of crucifixion. He was not afraid of that cruel cross. He knew what his creatures are going to do to him. He knew they are going to spat on him, pluck his beard. They knew they are going to slap on him. He knew that they are going to scorn him. He knew that there will be no eye will show any pity on him. He knew they are going to crucify him on that cruel cross. And he knew that nobody ever show any pity upon him on that cruel cross. Everybody will be challenging him. But more than that, he was praying, Father, if that is possible, let this cup, the cup of sin. He knew he's going to be the sin of the world there. It's going to be my sin. Could you imagine all the sin you have done? He was willing to take upon him. I cannot understand the fathom and depth of God's love. How can a holy God, a gracious God, marvelous God, a mighty God, a holy of holy God, become man on that cross and taking my sin upon him? Dying for your sin and my sin, that you and I might be free, that we can be bring back to him to be reconciled with him. What a tremendous love. You will never find such a love in any other religion under heaven except the Lord Jesus Christ and himself only. What a tremendous Savior. I often think, who am I, Lord? You should love me. I was so sinner, lost in sin, sold in the slave market of sin, and be just so separated from you, far, far away from you. But you're so willingly coming to this world, living in this world, thus pleasing the Father in heaven, and finally taking my place on that cruel cross, take my sin upon him, so the Father has to turn his face away from him. She has to cry out from the cross, my Father, why thou hast forsaken me? It's because of my sin. He became my sin. And he died by shedding blood for my sin, so that I can be reconciled back to him, so I can call my God, Father, Abba, from me, and he accepted me in the Beloved today. That's the reason I am his apple of his eye, because I've been accepted in the Lord Jesus Christ, because God accepted me in his Beloved Son. What a tremendous that happened, that reconciliation can happen only in Jesus Christ. Paul was so sure in that, and the word of God is so just clear, crystal clear, is telling that all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. No religion, no efforts of any other people can reconcile a man, lost man and women, back to God, only in Jesus Christ. What a tremendous, because he accomplished that great work on the cross of Calvary, because he died for me as a substitute. Verse 21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us. Jesus became sin for me. What is telling? Maybe someone over here, not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, let me tell you, I have a great news for you. It's a great good news, a tremendous news. You will never find such a Savior who just took your place, took your sin, all the sins you have done, maybe dirty, filthy, what kind of sin, he is willing to take upon him. If you trust in him, you shall be freed. Not only that, you shall be accepted in the Beloved Son. You can be a child of God today. Can you show me any other religion can just say that way of salvation? Reconciling back to God. That's the reason we preach the gospel. That's the only hope. Maybe someone over here today, not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, how can just walk away from this great love? Stepping on that blood and walked away, go to eternal damnation, because he became sin for you, or bring back to the family of God. Accepted, God is willing to accept you in his Beloved Son, make you a child of God. The word over here says, to the God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Tremendous. It's not only God new create you as a sinner, that he also brings a new relationship. Then, thirdly, he's bringing a new responsibility. All those who are born again, became a new creation, all those being reconciled back to God, God has given a new responsibility. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Then the word of God further says, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Given to us. Each and every believer been given. Each and every people, those been bought with the precious blood, been given a ministry of reconciliation. And verse 19 says, the word of God says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Is it given a ministry of reconciliation? The word of reconciliation. Each and every one. Those been saved, and God has given a ministry of reconciliation, that we might be able to bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the unique things we do back in home, that the new people come to know Christ as their personal Savior. They are so much filled with the love of God, the constraining the love of God. God, we just try to motivate through the scripture, they might be able to give this gospel to someone else. Because God has given a ministry of reconciliation. I often think, why this doctor from Ohio has to come all the way to the Boone village of northeastern part of India, where there are a lot of TB and malaria and all other kind of things. He come to just sharing the gospel, that a Hindu might get saved. Because the ministry of reconciliation. Each and every one of us. I like that story, the parable in Luke chapter 15. Can see there a lost sheep. The lost sheep been lost so much into far and far away from the shepherd. So the good shepherd has to come and fetch and find out, seek, finally finding that sheep and bringing back. That's what God did for you and me. Then the parable secondly speaks of lost silver. Hear what I like to tell you. The lost silver was lost in the house, not outside of the house. It was lost in the house. The woman taking a candlestick and a broom, she began to just so search very carefully until she find. How many people are lost in Christian homes? Children, grandchildren, siblings, maybe husband or wife, parents. God expects us to do the ministry of reconciliation through the word and the broom, by the prayer and God's word, so carefully sweeping, because they've been lost in the house, that we might be able to find that one. Then we know there are people, lost son, raised in a Christian home, walked away from God, again lost in the world. The father is waiting that to come back. Friends, are you involved in the ministry of reconciliation? And God also has given, verse 19, he has given the word of reconciliation, committed unto us the word of reconciliation, the message of reconciliation. The word means a message. What's the message? You don't have to be too smart. The message is simple. Jesus Christ came according to scripture. Jesus Christ came and lived in this world according to scripture. He died according to scripture. He was buried according to scripture. He was risen according to scripture. He was risen according to scripture. He was ascended to heaven and he's going to come back. Thank God, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the message. There is no other message. People often ask me that. What kind of method, what kind of things you... I said, only I give the gospel. Gospel can only bring people back to God. No other gimmicks cannot save people. The word of God can only bring faith to people. Jesus Christ died according to scripture, buried, and according to scripture he was risen from the dead the third day, and he is going to heaven, he's going to come back, and those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be preached. That's the message. There is no message in between. Centuries may change. Maybe so many change can come to Christianity, but the old gospel is the only source for salvation. That is in Jesus Christ. And friends, here says, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Everyone, those who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, those being accepted in the beloved, have a great desire, because knowing the terror of the Lord, we pursued men, not only that love of Christ constraining our heart to reach other people. That's what we do back in home. Friends, a few years back, I was in here, United States. Two of my daughters lives over here. One Sunday afternoon, after I finished my message, that pastor was taking me for some lunch. So we were going for eating some food. My daughter Dawn from Philadelphia called me. She said, I said, what? Dawn said, Daddy. Then she burst in tears. I can only just hear sobbing. So as a father, I was so kind of emotionally moved. What happened? So her husband took the phone. I said, everything all right? Yes. The boy, she's crying. She said, she's crying because of joy. I said, what happened? We went to the church today in Sunday school. You've been praying for Benjamin the very day he was born. And our oldest grandson, he trusts the Lord Jesus Christ. I shouted, praise the Lord. The pastor was looking at what happened. I said, my grandson got saved. My third one got saved. And I was so rejoicing. Then I talked to my Dawn. Then after an hour, she called me again. I said, what happened, Dawn? Dad, after service, we went to eat some food. We went to a Chinese restaurant. I do not know why these Indians like the Chinese food. So they went to the Chinese restaurant, and the girl came to take the order. So Benjamin looked at their face. He asked two questions. He asked that, do you know Jesus? Because I received the Lord today. And Jesus loves you. The 8-year-old Benjamin, nobody told him to tell that. Don was, Daddy, I was so embarrassed. I said, why should you be embarrassed? You must be doing that thing. But think of the Mark is there. If anyone, those who come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God is just constraining your heart to do the ministry of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation. Nobody has to tell you. There is the love of Christ constraining your heart. Are you involving in reconciling the world through Jesus Christ back to God? Because I've been reconciled. What a great hope I have in the Lord Jesus. Because my Jesus reconciled me and he accepted me in his beloved Son. I can call him Abba Father today because he saved me. He made me a new creation. In Jesus he accepted me. He's the only hope for this world. Maybe someone here today, not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, how you can walk away from this great, loving, compassionate, kind Savior who became your sin and shed his blood for you. If you know him as your Savior, indeed you'll be reconciled back to God. You can call him Abba Father. And he wants you to take the ministry of reconciliation and the message of reconciliation, give to others. Often people think it's only pastors and missionaries and deacons and other people. Each and every one of us been given this ministry. May the Lord help you and me to find the path of that obedience, bringing someone to Christ. God bless you, Pastor.